Let's take a look at the Permian Basin. This is the last really active field in the country. And it starts over on the east end, where you can see that kind of pink patch there. That's the Midland Basin. That's one of the great oil-producing regions of the world. It's been producing for about 100 years, and very helpful. It has very well-developed infrastructure. You've got roads, you've got electricity, you've got pipelines, you've got the great nerve center in Midland, you've got the labor center in Odessa and equipment. That's an area that pretty much stayed in business through all of this. People kept drilling, and the biggest factor maybe is the geology out there. There is one layer after another of oil-producing rock in the Midland Basin, and you've got a good shot when you drill a well that you're going to find something good in one or two of those layers. Well, if we come to the west now, the next area that we get to is what they call the Central Basin Platform. And I'm not a geologist, but basically those formations are kind of upthrown on either side of the Central Basin, and there's just not that much oil and gas in it. Go all the way to the west now, that kind of mustard-colored area out there, that's the Delaware Basin. Delaware has been kind of a puzzler for a long time. It has a lot of the same geology as the Midland Basin. But you go out there and you would see these 20,000-foot science project wells that were drilled by some major back in the 70s and 80s to try to figure out how to produce these formations. And until recently, it just didn't happen. It was had a reputation as being a graveyard. Just don't drill there. Well, there are some interesting characteristics of the Delaware, though. With modern technology, our ability to produce from these tight formations like shale